Well, I guess I'm pretty good set it up by Fumi and Lisa. So it's great. So I will just continue talk about the firmness numbers and post-harvest quality. Okay. So basically, in addition to the institutions involved, we also have actually, in this particular study, we actually have Michigan State folks actually came in to Roseburg. We appreciate that. And actually, I see, I think Randy, I think I met Randy today from Michigan State. Then Patrick is here helping on the, you know, farm tech stuff. So it was a great effort, really. Without further ado, we just go to this thing. Basically, you can see we have talked about machine harvesting and fresh. And actually, don't be confused. Actually, machine harvesting blueberries has been going on for many, many years. Okay, but using over the row harvester called OTR harvesters as the catch plate, however, is used as the picture on your right. I think it's a polycarbon plastic. It's easily damaged the berries. The thing is, when you harvest the berries, it's clean, right? On the left side, you can see you put them on this plate. It looks really beautiful. Nothing, you know, ordinary compared to hand harvesting. But when you cut it open, you get lots of damage areas. We call this internally bruising damage, okay? It's just because of that, all the berries harvested by machine pretty much goes to the processed market. Okay, so what the poly bags you buy in Costco, whatever, you know, it's all machine harvested, guaranteed. Okay, so there's no basically hand harvested fruits going to go for poly bagging, frozen. Okay, I mean, it's still good quality as far as, you know, eating wise, but it does have lots of internal damage, so it cannot be shipped for a fresh market. Okay. Now you understand the reasons. We try to reducing this internal bruising damage so that we can improve the head harvesting quality as compared to the machine. Okay, we could have a machine where we can actually harvest head quality fruits, but it is easy said than to be done. It's a challenge. Okay, we talk about internal bruising damage. It has significant effect on post-harvest quality. As you can imagine, firmness is the main effect by the internally bruised the berries, and also it could affect the crispness, basically the way you feel. Like if you eat the blueberry very soft, it's mushy, right, in the mouth. But if it's nothing damaged, it really tastes great, you know, crispy. You know, that's one of the main components, really, for freshness, you know, when you taste blueberries. The internally bruising damaged berries may affect breaks, your sugar, if you, you know, I mean, I think any bad that's given, right? It could affecting the sugar to acid ratios as well. To be said though, we have a great sorting, equipment nowadays. Pretty much the sorting can remove stems, leaves, diseased, green, red berries, all those things. And they also claim, industry right now believe you can also remove internally damaged berries 100%. Okay, so we'll see whether that's true or not. But that's what right now all this great sorting equipment, you know, on the market, like the Vico on the back, that's the standard industry optical sorter. Then you also have the advanced sorting equipment based on checking single berries, maybe multiple times from different angles with cameras. So our machine, our data, actually, we use the different machines. We try to assess the sort out, whether the sort out quality really comparable to hand. First, we have to know what is the sort out for hand, for what is the quality of hand harvested berry as a comparison, right? So Fumi actually developed, I think this also, the rating system was developed with Michigan State University about the internally damaged berries. There are different ways to do this, but it happens they have this rating system is 0 to 5. 0 means no damage. 5 means up to 51%. Anything else is in between, right? So if you're looking at this hand versus, this is a hand harvest berry, okay? So its average bruising rating is about 0.46. It's pretty low, right? Below 1%, basically. And if you're looking at the percentage of blueberries from each category, you can see the hand has 68% of class. Basically, have zero damage, right? With this sort out, this is actually hand picking. Hand picking actually, pickers, they will squeeze berries, those kind of things. They do, picking up stuff. They will damage berry accidentally. Okay, so if you can see, this is after sorting with a vehicle machine plus a math machine, which is really accident sorters. You actually increase the sorting, increase the full, full quality in a way. You're from 68% of 1% damage, 0% damage berry up to 80%. Okay. So you're sorting actually for hand harvest berries. I think we can accept that this is the standard quality. Okay. Anything else, if you have 80% berries with no damage, that's excellent. You add to 17% berries within this 1 to 5%, you're giving 97% berries within, less than 5% damage for fresh quality. This is excellent, right? So they can be stored for a long time, up to maybe 3 weeks, depending on the cultivar. So if you're looking at our data for this one, for the Duke, same machine sorting. So compare the hand sorting, compare the hand picking and the Oxbow 7440, which is a hard surfaced machine, and the Oxbow 8040, which is the soft material catch system. You can see compared to hand, again, of course, that this I already showed you, the full quality is not as good, but still, compared to the 7440, it's better. But I want you to focus on the sort out. Okay, if you just looking at the category 3, 4, 5 on your right side, you can see the hard surface, catch system, you have 14% berries still after sorting, okay? You still have 11 to 20% damage, basically. Up to the category 4, you still have 8% damage. You still have 8% of the fruits, it's in 21 to 50% internally bruised, okay? So remember what I said? The sorting is supposed to remove all these fruits, right? So all your berries should fall at least to 80%, which has zero, falling that to the zero category. But it's not, right? So you can see the soft catch place, the Oxbow 8040 seems to be a little better. Only have four. If you see the 21 to 50% damage category, still is comparable to, I think maybe statistically not different between the hard surface and number seems to be a little bit better, right? So if you're looking at another sorting line, just use the Wico line without the, checking individual berries or the packing line. This is what you get. As I said, the packing line really actually is pretty good. On your left side, that's machine harvest berries. Okay. After the packing line, this is after the sorting. You can see remove all the green, the red, everything, the stem. It's really good, right? Once you cut open, you can see this is after sorting. Okay, the top one is before sorting, after the cold storage berries for maybe a week, up to a week, before going to the machine. Okay, we take the samples. You cut it open, you can see the damage, and also after sorting, on the bottom picture in the middle, that picture supposed all the berries should be clean. Right, but it's not. Right, so it's still you still have. It give you amazing quality by just looking at the berries. But when you cut it open, still it shows the internal frozen bruising damage. Okay, so we we try to develop the relationship, basically, as the industry standards, everybody using FormTech, right? If you're working with Cherries, if you want to evaluate the food quality, it's the same FormTech we're using. So basically, if we try to correlate the internally bruising damage of the berries, we measure the firmness, we think, well, that could be a relationship. No more damage internally, there should be more firmness, right? But you're looking at this one, the left one is before sorting, the right picture is a full graph is after sorting. Really, the correlation is basically the same. You know, you test this two populations with Fisher C test are basically the same. So that means sorting in this regards really didn't improve the relationship between firmness and the internally bruised damage, right? But one thing we can do is using, because the internally damaged that we call IBD cannot be identified by just looking at the berry, you have to have a camera, right? There's a University of Georgia, they have the this expensive hyperspectral imaging camera. You can shed the lights to the berry. It can tell you what percentage of damage it's there just by the color of on that beautiful, you know, green blue, you know, berry. So basically, you can develop this bruising index, IBD index. Okay, then you can correlate that with the FormTech. So what we did with, you know, roughly for this picture, quickly, you can see from the top, you know, number one have a highest, firmness. Then you have a lowest number one here on the, you know, on the bruising index, the graph next to the, packing line. So it has the, lowest, right, number. So the high the bruising index goes, the lower the firmness goes. Okay, that's a reverse, negative correlation. So if you're looking at this one, this is from the Vico plus the MAF line. Okay, this is thousands of berries. I think it is about 2,000 or whatever berries. This is after sort out. You still have about 30% berries, no IBD at all, no damage, but 58 or 60% berries with internally damaged. Okay, the relationship really improves. Once you have your, we talk about the correlation between firmness and IBD, right? So the relationship is when you have 30% internally damaged berries, your firmness seems is highly correlated with the bruising damage. Okay, so this is only happens at the high, damaged area. So for FormTech, we all know FormTech measurements is only measures one point, basically 2 points, like the top to the bottom, you press it. There could be, you know, maybe the positions affecting you, the damage, you know, may be different. So we actually did a little experiment. We dropped berries from 62 inches to a hard surface. You damage the berry. Then you can use hyperspec image cameras, pick up where the damage is. Then you can use the FormTech to determine the firmness. Hopefully we get the correlation, right? So what you can see here is really for we pick the berries are uniform fairly in size. The large berries, you can see at 0 degree, which is the top, damaged, picked up by the hyperspectral imaging camera, it does show a low, firmness value. If you turn it around, you know, it seems not. So, but when you run the population of these three positions, basically at 0 degree is highly correlated, you know, IBD and firmness, but not at 90 degree. So basically, we're saying FormTech is not measuring where the damage occurs. Maybe in the future when we measure the firmness, we may want to measure three positions. Okay, more work for grad students, right? Right, so that's all I want to tell you the story. The funding source and the way acknowledge, well, I didn't put industry members here, but some of them may not want to reveal their identity. So sometimes, right, especially packing companies. So we think in the future, maybe with the development of this concept, the hyperspectral imaging, maybe that could spur the industry, especially the sorting company, to using better cameras to better pick up the internally damaged berries. Okay, that's all. Thank you.